yesterday on the show, it was Motivational Marathon Monday. Now, if you felt inspired or if you're already partial to pounding the pavements, there's still time to enter some running events for next year. Here to tell us more is runner and blind veteran Ian Millard. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Ian.
Hello there, Shani.
Now, firstly, I was doing a bit of research. Is it true that you've done 12 consecutive marathons?
I have, and I was actually supposed to be retiring as of this year, but I have been persuaded to do one more marathon.
Are you sure this is one more, or is this not just going to carry on until you're about 80?
I'm doing one more. My legs can't take any more after this.
So, I mean, I know that you obviously run for Blind Veterans UK and support the charity, but why do you keep doing them? I can imagine I wanted to just get this one done and that's it for me. I've done it, tick the box, no more.
Well, basically, I started off doing it was just one, and it was purely a case of someone suggested that I try doing it to actually help with my asthma. And they got me into it and said, right, you can do a marathon. So I started doing a marathon. Took 6 hours, 10 minutes on my first one. I wasn't very happy with my time, so I decided to try doing it a second year. And then the second year, I ended up running it on my own because my guide, actually, who I was running with, had a problem. So I just used people who were running around, who were running at my pace, ran with them. I managed to do it in 5 hours, 10 minutes, and I've done it ever since. And I just got this bug, and I just want to keep raising money for blind veterans.
Wow, it's a remarkable thing you're doing. So, firstly, just tell us then how you became involved with Blind Veterans UK and, you know, why you want to support them so much.
Well, I started losing my sight back in 1987, and I've basically got a medical condition where I've got, like, blisters all over the retina. So I've got very little vision, and the vision I've got is only out of the right eye. It's peripheral. And I started training with them in 1994 when I first went there. And it just opened my eyes as to what you can actually do as a blind person. And I started doing all this picture framing and everything else. I just ran the golf club that was down here and wanted something else to do. And I decided to start doing running. And because obviously with the things that they have done for me, I've decided to try and get money back.
So, were you in the military, Ian, yourself?
I was in the Air Force.
I guess you started your RAF career, you know, not even thinking that your sight was going to be a problem, and then a few years down the line, experienced these problems. I mean, what was that like for you?
I was told by the doctor that I was going to go blind, and my first perception was it was going to be total, and I wouldn't be able to see anything, which was frightening at the time. But then, gradually, I was made aware that what I've got, I will have for the rest of my life. It'll just be peripheral vision, and it's just blurred, and I just make the most of it. Other people out there have got worse conditions than I have, and I think I've got more admiration for those people.
Wow. Well, I want to run for you, and obviously that's why I'm running for Blind Veterans. And you're going to be running the London Marathon yourself, so we'll have to have a little pre-marathon meet-up next year.
Sounds like a good plan.
We need to put a tenner on who's going to finish first. I think that will be you, Ian.
I don't know. It could be you because I'm getting too old for this life.
Oh, well, I'm really looking forward to it. Now, there's still places as well. And, you know, hopefully the idea behind this is getting more people to get running and supporting your charity. So just tell us about some of the events that are happening for 2013. And if you are inspired for a Merry Fitmas, how we can get involved.
Right, well, we've got Brighton Half Marathon, which is taking place on February the 17th. And we've also got Brighton Full Marathon, which is taking place on the 14th of April. We're obviously looking for anybody who's looking forward to actually helping us out and run for us.
Right, and
I'm actually running the half marathon myself.
Oh, see, that I was going to say that's a nice little warm-up for the biggie, isn't it?
I've done that one about 14 times now.
Crikey. I feel tired just talking to you, Ian. Honestly, it's unbelievable. So if you want to go online, you can do so. There's a load of links. We're going to put them on the Twitter and Facebook page. So basically blindveterans.org.uk, Brighton Half Marathon. And then if people weren't lucky, because I found out for myself this year how hard it is to get into the London Marathon, there's still the Brighton Marathon, isn't there?
There is the Brighton Marathon. So if anybody wants to do that, we have got places available at the moment. So if anybody wants to raise money for blind veterans, we've got the places.
And that is literally the weekend before the London Marathon. You're not going to be doing both. Please tell me you're not going to be doing both, Ian.
No, I've not got that mental yet.
Brilliant. Okay, so if anybody wants to do the Brighton Marathon, nice little seaside view, blindveterans.org.uk/Brighton Marathon. And of course, London Marathon, our fundraising is still continuing. You've got a page, I'm going to link to that as well. How's your fundraising going, Ian?
I've only just set it up literally this morning, so I've got nothing on there at the moment, but obviously the more people, the merrier.
High five. I only did mine on Sunday, and that was after watching Sports Personality of the Year. We'll post all the links up there, and I'm sure for 2013 we're going to have another catch-up. But for now, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, Ian Millard.
Okay, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody else as well. Her head is on my chest.